I suppose the first experience I had with the concept that the future might be a very different place than it is today was in those Sunday papers from many years ago. My local paper ran the Dick Tracy comic strip, and my favourite moment was when Dick Tracy would use his wristwatch radio to call into his cohorts. Today's generation may be quite blasé about such things, but in return have interactive encyclopedias, virtual reality, and even automatic teller machines to contend with. While many people find themselves using much of this computer-based technology without thinking about the nuts and bolts that make it up, others have a real fear they are losing control of their own lives and lifestyle. John Kugel is an author who also trains people in changing technology.
I think that a lot of people have a great fear that they're going to do something wrong and they're going to wipe out important information and they're just going to get lost on the keyboard for starters. And I think there's a kind of reluctance to let go of the past. People are used to dealing with pen and paper and things that are just comfortable to them because of their history.
So is this what's putting the brake, so to speak, on the great advances in computers in the workplace, do you think? That basically the older people have got to leave the workplace before you're actually going to get total acceptance of computers?
I guess that's part of it. And I suppose also that some of the older people, although they recognise they need to use computers, they actually don't want to go through the training process. I've noticed talking to people that they're sent off or they're about to be sent on a computer course, and they're quite timid about the whole process. They fear that they just won't be able to learn that sort of technology.
Why does the other side of things happen then? Why do some people who may never have been in touch with computers before in their life go away to a computer course and come back fanatics?
Yeah, well, I can speak for myself. I think I had a fair dose of computer fear for a long time, and I was doing a fair bit of writing, and I was using pen and paper and then handing it to a secretary who'd then type it up, and it was an incredibly slow and clumsy process. So I learned at least how to use a word processing program, and I started writing using that. And as time went by, I just found that it became so easy, and that when I made a mistake, I could go back and correct it. I could juggle paragraphs. And I suppose when you have a little experience of some success, it does entice you to go back and get a bigger dose. And I think that's what happens. The other thing is, of course, that you start to see computers that are so user-friendly and actually so much fun to use. You accidentally press something on the keyboard and suddenly you get this wonderful coloured image on the screen and you think, wow, that's terrific. Or with some computers, you press something else and someone shows you something and you get some music. And then you've got interactive computers, interactive multimedia, where you're learning something and you see a graphic and you see a video and you hear a voice. And that just reinforces that you can't ignore this as a tool.
What future is there then for the people who are really digging their heels in and are really against the idea of computers being a major part of their working day life?
Mm. I guess if you're talking about a tradesman, for example, a plumber, if he doesn't want to have a bar of computers, okay, he's probably going to be fine for many years. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the computers are going to intrude into those trades areas very shortly as well. But there's probably lots of areas where you're just going to be left behind. I knew an accountant in Sydney about 5 or 6 years ago, and he was determined not to have computerisation in his practice. And his practice was going very well at the time. And I saw him a few years later, and he just bowed to it simply because he couldn't keep pace. So if he would have dug his heels in indefinitely, I suppose he'd have started to lose clients at such a rate that he would have found himself out of business. Maybe that's what's going to happen to other people.
What about your own personal ideas? Where do you see computers taking us?
Well, at this point, I'm here to be proved wrong, and I do have a very optimistic view right now. But then again, I'm a long way short of being truly educated on this, so I might be way off. But I think what computers are going to do is they're going to be tied in with all sorts of communication technology so that on your computer screen you'll be able to get all forms of mail. You'll soon have a little camera. You'll be able to interact in a video format with anyone all over the world. And I think that's only a matter of time. And this friend of mine who I'd mentioned previously, Michael Gale, he does that. He does that as a matter of course. And I think more and more people are using the computer as a communication tool as well as a problem-solving tool. There are programs to creatively solve all kinds of problems as well. I think what's going to happen is people are going to be free to leave big cities if they want to because they'll communicate perfectly well by computer. I think there's going to be new solutions to old problems that, you know, like social problems, political problems. Computers can generate solutions that at such a rate. You've got an explosion of information coming out of computers. You've got so many things happening that I can't see society staying as it is. I would say it's probably going to humanize because individuals will have so much access to so much information. They'll be able to cross boundaries. The walls between people, I think, are going to fall down.
And yet a lot of people say exactly the opposite, yeah. That computers are actually going to make people more remote from one another in personal interaction.
Well, at the moment, unless there is strong communication links between computers, that may be so. But I'm looking a little bit down the track. I know that the technology is actually in existence to allow that sort of total communication. It's not yet economic to have it widespread. But just imagine when communication technology through computers is worldwide and you can start to communicate electronically anywhere with anyone. It's a whole new scenario. It means that your friendships will develop along the lines of where your interests are. You'll form projects. There's a thing now called a virtual corporation. It's a new term. And it's the idea that an individual working from home can team up with another individual anywhere on the face of the earth to do a project. Now, through the computer, you have voice interaction. You can have visual interaction. Then if you want to do a contract of some sort, it can be electronically transferred. And so you can have people joining together to do all sorts of exciting projects. They can be friends on the computer. And this is from the standpoint of today, where we're only at the beginning. So, you know, I tend to be optimistic just on that ground.
So to a certain extent, you see the computer as just another tool, like a telephone, for communication.
It's that, of course, plus its other functions that we're all familiar with. But there is more to come. I mean, there's already a lot of work being done using computers and combining computer technology with holographic technology, which is a whole different ballgame. There, it seems that with virtual reality being, you know, more and more part of our lives now, that in the near future it's going to be possible to use a computer to project a holographic image of another person. So that whereas today we talk to someone on the phone or on the computer, maybe in 15 years' time we'll look at someone in our lounge room sitting on a chair, except that person will simply be a holographic image and we'll have a face-to-face interaction with this kind of electronic ghost. Now, it probably scares the hell out of most of us today, but we get used to these things because they happen gradually. But what a way of opening up communication between people.